yourself, even the wrong one. Yes?
And if the arrow come not, 'tis from bounty, not because of his not seeing the defilement of your sin.
Uh-huh. When you're doing wrong and you think that, oh, I do wrong and he doesn't look. So yes, he looks. And he doesn't beat you a couple of times. Yes, this is what Rahm is over there. He has the pity, but it doesn't go forever. Yeah.
Hark, be observant if you have need of the understanding heart, for something is born to you in consequence of every action. And if you have an aspiration greater than this, the enterprise goes beyond the observant.
Mm-hmm. You see here, the word is observant, which doesn't really give the meaning of muraqib, because muraqib is very complicated stuff. Raqib comes from that, and raqabat comes competition, and friendship, and closeness, and all of that. Anyhow, here, more is to be attentive, not to relax and not pay attention. That's the meaning here, okay? So, pay attention if you desire to have the heart. Because with whatever you do, something is born in you. Listen carefully. There is no story of Moses, Jesus, blah, 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 blah. It's you. It says, listen, if you pay attention and you like to have the heart, remember, after anything you do, something will be born in you. And if you pay more attention, your work will be better and better. So, you have to concentrate and be attentive to this, which is what? One single thing. Whatever you do, something will be born in you. That's a part of your deeds, that you should stand up and be responsible. This is how we make ourselves. We talked about it, do you remember? I said, who builded me? Okay, culture, family, that fellow, this fellow, all of this, yes. Yeah. All of this influenced me and is me. And nobody should ask why, and it's not good or bad. Because I am made like that by outside. But there is a factor. This outside is doing this. Then tomorrow is doing that. Then after tomorrow is doing that, right? And that other hand, invisible stuff, next week will do that, right? Who is really doing something here? Me. Because I'm doing it now, I'm doing it then, I'm doing it then. Everything that is happening around me in the environment, I react to it. And that's the main part of me. And that's the only part that I'm responsible for. Could anyone ask me why you're not taller? Stupid. Yeah. 200 years from now, that could be a logical question, because somebody had demanded that I want to be. But look at me. I am me, and I am the outcome of my deeds, not my thoughts. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people who are really, really kind people, and I know in their thought, in a special time, they have the hatred to kill all the soldiers, all of them. Yeah. But are they guilty? No. They thought about it, good, because they thought about it and didn't do that violence. That's how it works. So you are the outcome of your deeds, all of them. When brushing your teeth, yes, that's a part of you. You're doing it for a reason. Okay. In the movie, they show somebody is brushing the teeth. What do you think? Oh, it depends the rest of the movie, the meaning of that brushing. This is what it is. It's me in we. So coming together is both way. First, I should be whole as me. Then I could be the part of the wholeness in we. This is how it is. Yes.
Explaining that the earthen body of man, like iron of fine substance, is capable of becoming a mirror, so that therein, even in this world, paradise and hell and the resurrection, etc., are shown by immediate vision, not in the mode of illusion. Then, though you are dark-bodied like iron, make practice of polishing, polishing, polishing.
That's the point. پس شاهن گرچه تیر هیکلی سیغلی کن سیغلی کن سیغلی means listen, you are one stuff, you are like a piece of iron, means you are strong and you are ugly. You are black, but it's this polishing which doesn't attack it, which understand that doesn't want to change it suddenly, because this is what you want, the magic, right? Look, like that. So, no, it's polishing. What does the polishing? Polishing doesn't do anything to the iron. Polishing is taking off layer by layer the rotten iron over there. So you polish it. How much? How much is the best? Think about it. How much do you polish it? Up to the point that it becomes a mirror. Means it doesn't show itself. That's polishing yourself. When your show off is enough, you don't say me. You have always the other stuff to show. Do you remember? We said our peer is the mirror, because he never talks about himself. With all the others, he's talking about them. Because me? What is this me? Because where do I get real me? From this we, from that sharing and stuff, because even there, whatever I do is changing me. So at the end of the day, I'm doing it for me. This is how it works. I understand that I need this polishing. Rumi starts with that listen, you are that ugly piece of metal, so polish and polish and polish. Yes.
That your heart may become a mirror full of images.
The images, you don't take anything from outside, you don't understand anything. When your heart becomes a mirror, then you get the images and you will see so many beauties around that you don't see now. Because now you're an animal looking at another animal. What is the feeling over there? Either hatred, competition or taking under the arm. That's what the animal is thinking, right? So the animal is not looking for beauty, doesn't understand it. When you clean up yourself, then yes.
That thy heart may become a mirror full of images, with the lovely silver-breasted form reflected therein on every side. Although the arm was dark and devoted of light, polishing cleared away the darkness from it. The arm saw the polishing and made its face fair so that images could be seen therein. If the earthen body is gross and dark, polish it, for it is receptive to the polishing instrument. In order that the forms of the unseen may appear in it, and that the reflection of Huri and Angel may dart into it. God has given you the polishing instrument, reason, to the end that thereby the leaf of the heart may be made resplendent.
What does that mean? Okay, first he said, okay, you need the polish. So polish yourself. When you polish yourself, you will see the beautiful pictures that is there. In here he said, if your earthly body is not light, polish it. So the polishing goes to this earthly body, means my fellowship, my real being, right? So then remember that. There is this polishing instrument of Aql, which is given to you. Now I told you, you understood this. This is a polishing system. When you understand something, you polish something. So that polishment of Aql is given to you by Haq. Because with this polishing stuff, the heart could be polished, really. Means, do you remember? The Satan cannot go in that room which belongs to Ad, which is the heart. He will give you the instrument to polish it. Yes?
You, O prayerless man, has put the polisher in bonds and has loosened the two hands of sensuality. If bonds be put on sensuality, the hand of the polisher will be untied.
Means what? First of all, he's playing with the words extremely. He will say the air. But by that means all the animal needs and wishing everything, blah, 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 blah. That's the Ama. Means the wish. And it sounds like this, that first of all, you close this instrument of punishment, you who doesn't pray. You don't talk to him, don't pray. You go after the hawa, these all the things that, the wishes that you want. You know what? If the air should be bonded somehow or closed, then this stuff will open, because these are the opposites. One is a tendency of my Pharaoh and wishes to have blah, blah, blah. The other one is my heart wants nothing, just an open hand to connect to Haq. Yes?
A piece of iron that becomes a mirror of the unseen, all the forms will be shot into it. You madest dark, you madest thy heart dark, and didst let the rust into thy nature. That is the inner meaning of they work evil on the earth.
Yeah, in the Quran, you see that there are the people that hearing